Golf Lima, India Monitor.
KO4ZEW, this is Ben.
Ah, how are you doing tonight?
How are you? You up mobile or are you still stationary somewhere?
Well, I'm stationary and mobile. I'm at the Great La Crosse up here in Pisgah Mountains in North Carolina and having a great time up here. How about you?
Wrapped up work and making sure my QRZ page is up to date and seeing what I'm going to get into for the evening.
Try to get into something that doesn't get you arrested, okay?
I will try.
Where are you located at?
In Malden, South Carolina. Are you out camping, or you said you're somewhere up near the mountains?
We're in the Pisgah Mountains of North Carolina. We volunteer up here for about 8 months. We're at the Cradle of Forestry, and I got a RV up here, and we're just talking out of the RV right now.
Sounds like a blast. You all up there for just one night or an extended period of time?
We're up here through about the middle of November. We volunteer here. We come up in April and spend about 8 months up here.
Fantastic. So you volunteer. So what do?
I take people out on the trails here and tell them about the old buildings from 1882 is on the trails. I work at the gatehouse and things like that. So it's an easy job.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And you're up there, you know, 6-7 months out of the year and know the area really well and, show people around and tell them some tales.
I tell them lots of tales. I tell them when you come back from the trails, ask me questions. If I don't know the answer to the questions, I'll just tell you a lie.
Tales are probably what they come up there for.
That's exactly right. What do you do for a living? Are you retired or what do you do for a living?
Too much work. I work remotely from home. I used to travel a lot before the pandemic, but I work on hospital computers. And if you've heard of the Epic systems or MyChart, it's pretty big system. That's the one I work on. Specialize in home health and hospice, but sometimes I branch out into the ambulatory and rehab worlds and wherever they need the work.
I used to be a disc jockey with KLIF Radio in Dallas, Texas, and then flew helicopters in Vietnam, and then was an electrician for 40 years, so I've done just about everything.
Awesome. I come from a computer tech support background, so I've done all that, but I've also done side jobs as a boxing trainer, a carpenter, framer, soda jerk at an ice cream parlor, so I've filled in with lots of interesting jobs.
That's what we all should do, is learn lots of things in life and share those with others.
That's right. I think since the career system died with the 20th century, I think most people, what they do is they explore life and different works and different places, and that's just how the world works now.
I've got a grandson that's a plumber, and I told him he wanted to go to college. I said, become a plumber, you'll make more money than I ever made, and he's doing that well now.
You see, some of these jobs, there was certainly no money in them, and some of them have been big money and everything in between. But it was, it's really been the experience, the exposure, and the people that have mattered.
Yeah, I've got people I know that went to a college degree in gender identification. I said, my God, there's only two genders.
With the medical software, we have to account for all these different, like, gender variables because, medically you're one or the other, but then there's the identification purposes, and that falls into the psych realm and things like that. And we have to be able to chart these things. So, the the gender programming is not just, you know, a male or female checkbox anymore. It's wild, the variation in the programming we have to actually put into that.
I think I might have lived too long. You know, I don't identify with that, but maybe I just lived too long.
No, like I said, for the mental health world, it does make sense. I'm not saying it's an illness or anything, but that does have to all be documented, and it does factor into the treatment plans that people get.
Well, I couldn't do your job because I have my own opinion, so I could never do your job.
Well, luckily, I do more of the, like I said, the home health and the hospice work, so I deal with anything where clinicians go to the patient's house and treat the patient at home, via physical therapy or nursing or infusions and stuff like that. So I usually don't have to get into those pieces of the software.
Well, my power goes to you because I appreciate anybody that can do that. I'm 78 years old, and I've seen lots of things in life, and I just don't know.
It's a different world now, for sure.
All right, I'm going to go and fix some dinner here. Just heard you on and want to say hello to you. And if you're up out with, come visit us at the Quail Authority up here in Brevard, North Carolina, and we'd love to see you.
Hey, I've actually been to the Cradle Forestry up there. Saw the moon tree, and they got that half a Huey that you can go sit in. And that's a really fascinating place. That's really cool if that's where you work.
That's where every day, and welcome people into the King House. We just did some major repairs to it after 144 years, so we're going to get it back open again real soon.
Well, I'll have to make another trip up there. I said that's a really amazing place, and I think it's, isn't it George Vanderbilt got that kicked off?
George Vanderbilt and Carl Schenck actually did that, and George Vanderbilt owned 125,000 acres up here, and Carl Schenck was his first, he brought in from Germany to work in his forest and so forth. We are the first forestry school in the United States up here.
Fantastic. Well, I'm definitely going to have to come up and see how the place has evolved. I think it's been late 2010, probably pre-pandemic when I was up there. So I've got to come check it out.
Come check it out. We'd love to see you. Ask for Bart, and I'll give you a tour.
Well, you enjoy your dinner, whatever you get into up there. And I'm going to see what I get into and, as you said, not get arrested for it.
Send 473 to you. KM4 GLI is clear after your final.
KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. I am clear and monitoring.